Okay, so I would like to put examples like captions for the hard of hearing or deaf.
Bring them to the stack briefly.
Yes.
My understanding of the mission statement is that we are a radio-based medium.
Yes, we are.
How would you caption a radio show?
For a new audience that are hard of hearing or deaf.
How would you do it?
Well, break to the stack.
May I speak? May I speak?
Yeah, hey, Tom, for just a second, I have to drop off. I need to be in another meeting.
Sure. Let me have Tom, if people don't mind. Let Tom go first.
No, I just got to say I have to drop off of this.
Oh,
I have to get
you have to leave. Okay. You don't have anything to you want to part with us, something?
No, I don't have anything to say. I apologize. I've had to multi-process this whole meeting.
Well, thank you, Tom, and take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
See, I believe it was Robert Payne and then Frank, I think.
Okay.
Robert Payne?
YouTube offers a feature of captioning. If a radio interview is very deliberate in their comments and their back and forth, it would be possible to actually caption that presentation. A very fast-speaking program would be difficult, but if it were at the pace that I am speaking now, it could be captioned for free.
Okay, this is new, something new. Go ahead, Frank, because we're not doing it now. Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, and I think it's important because, although the gentleman said we are radio, and I think that is kind of changing with everything that's happening with multimedia, which is also on our list here. KPFA has a pretty robust website now. It's very visual. There's a lot of other stuff happening on there. Many shows who are being produced from home now are recording on Zoom, such as Letters in Politics, which is pretty popular. And he's posting on YouTube, and exactly the captions in those instances could be turned on. And I think that's all we're asking here is that this is something we want to explore as radio morphs into multimedia. Well, the end days are coming if you're one of those believers, and there could be an electromagnetic pulse that puts out a lot of our websites and satellites or whatever happens. Radio may go down for a while too, but I think radio as a terrestrial being is always going to be radio, and you're not going to listen to captions or watch captions in your car or on the go. But as many of our users are moving to the website, are moving to links to KPFA, just using my station, as my example, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, there is a lot of room for captions, descriptive, captions of photographs, which some of our crews are already doing. When they post to their website, they're posting their pictures with a brief caption of the description, and they've gotten feedback on how that's helping. So I think it's the future. It's what we're trying to expand in multimedia. If we're going to have a video presence such as YouTube, robust website, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, there's going to be a benefit from captions, especially how many things have I ever watched in a foreign language on Facebook or YouTube that I probably wouldn't be able to watch if it didn't have an English captions? Many, many things. So these are the things that we're suggesting for future ideas. This is something that we're trying to work on. It's not something that they have to mandate and just do tomorrow or the date we set. These are things that I think we need to keep in mind, and if we're gonna be up there with the other people that are gonna have ways to listen for people that might be on the other side of the world, don't speak English to our stuff, they might be able to get it through a YouTube caption in their language. So it's something that I think we should, we should look into, and we should expect that of a programming committee it, you know, this might be something to take up on the technology task force as well. So that's something I'm on, and that's my pitch for it. I'm done.
Question. Who is speaking?
You are now. That was Frank.
This is Frank from KPFA.
Frank.
Okay, thank you. That's all.
Okay. All right. I really think this is what will save and blossom Pacifica, because we'll be connecting terrestrial radio listeners with the young youth that are just popping buttons and going here and there to podcasts. But, you know, you cannot speak to a podcast. That's why, anyway, our programming, it should not be just a faraway dream. We're being passed by other groups that are already doing this. I mean, I looked at a YouTube video in Korean. I cannot read Korean. But anyway, I was watching it. And it was owned by, no, it wasn't Korean, it was Chinese, and it was printing out all Chinese. You know that YouTube could be understood by Cantonese, Mandarin, Japanese, and old Koreans who were forced to understand and learn Japanese language because they were occupied by Japan and they changed the education system. So there's four groups that can read Chinese characters and understand it. They're going to pronounce it differently. I mean, we could do something that nobody else is doing, right? So we don't want to let this pass by and make it a faraway dream. We're going to, like, get used to it, like putting on our slacks, you know, one foot and then the other. Okay, I'm sorry, I put a little pep talk in there. Okay, the last part, we still have a couple of brackets left, two of them or three of them. It is required that the general manager or interim general manager attend or arrange the participation of the program director or interim program director with and during the LSB programming committee meetings that shall occur monthly, at which time the general manager or program director shall give a written report of and or updates about these points. We could say previous points or these points, just keep it simple, and subject areas, as well as, and here's the new part, any justification for not having followed specific recommendations. Now, here we might get into trouble, but this was suggested. We're going to state how things are. Is this committee, LSB Programming Committee, going to make recommendations? I think it's okay to do that, but I want the committee to weigh in.
Sorry, I was multitasking on that last part. Can you, what are you asking us to weigh in on?
Okay. So the GM and the IPD at these meetings will give a written report and or updates about these points, you know, 1 through, I forgot what it was, 12 or 10, and subject areas, as well as any justification for not having followed specific recommendations. This is a little bit touchy and negative, I think, but this is something somebody insisted to put in. How does the group feel?
All right. I don't feel like it's a negative thing to ask their opinion why something we suggest is not being implemented, especially if we spend 20, 30 hours working on it. I feel like if some people have a problem with it around the network. It's taking, like, constructive or criticism personally. And to use the term I think many of us would be familiar with, get butt hurt because of something that is being presented to them as an idea or that idea not being accepted in reverse. So I don't think it's out of our range to ask for an explanation. Can we word this better? Any justification not having followed specific recommendations? It's possible. It's possible. And I understand people when they say, well, why should we have to give you justification or whatever? Well, all we're asking for is, I think a conversation happens when you disagree with someone and then you express why. And then that's how people can conversate and, you know, come to agreements or work things out or feel satisfied in an answer that is not putting their idea forward. So I would like to include it, and if people are ready to add some different language that makes it not feel so gritty and sandy for people that let their personal feelings and emotions get in the way. People, you know, we're all passionate and care for the network and our stations exclusively, you know, personally. So we could understand that that comes into play. But I think having that explanation is warranted, and it opens up the conversation. Maybe they will explain it and we'll be like, well, we never thought of that. Good idea. But if not, how are we going to know that, you know? If we don't get an explanation, how are we going to know that? It's like assuming, you know, that's one of the cardinal rules or one of the four agreements. You can't assume that that person understands what you're thinking, why you're rejecting our recommendation that we spent hours on individuals. Let's say we spent 40 hours on it as seven people, seven times 40 when you get the personnel hours. So I think it's, I'm just repeating myself now, but you understand what I'm getting at. I don't think it hurts to ask for an explanation. That opens us up for conversation.
Yes. Okay. How about the word explanation instead of justification? Does that sound better, but still keep the essential part? Any, so the GMs, the PDs,
I still see people getting hurt over it personally. But I feel like if anybody has anything better, I feel like that would be fine. Anybody got anything better? Or maybe we could add, we could add a one-liner. We could add a one-liner after that. Any explanation for not following specific recommendations in order to keep the conversation going? I don't know. That's getting kind of cheesy, maybe, or a little wishy-washy. But hey, maybe I'm a wishy-washy person. I don't know. I've just been. If there's anything I've been learning at KPFA and being in Pacific is nonviolent communication, how to listen, communicate, and respect other people's opinions. And I think getting an explanation is a part of that process, and it validates our time as a working committee, especially when the KPFA LSP, which I'm a part of, moved to bi-monthly meetings, which I'm against. I would think we should be meeting every month. And they said that you should get your work done in the committee meeting. So that's why I'm trying to work hard on my committee meeting. So I expect my committee work to be respected as the time I put into it. And if you don't agree, please just tell me why, and let's talk about it. Maybe we can come to a medium area. So that's my longer explanation. I'll stop.
Okay. Does anyone else have a suggestion for this phrase? Okay, we're going to keep it, and as it is, unless somebody comes up with something different. And then the last part of that phrase is made by the LSP Program Committee. All right, here we go. The size, the last two paragraphs, the size of the committee shall be no more than 16 members. Okay, Thomas pulled this out of a hat because our committees, these P&B committees are about, you know, 15, 16 people. And the term of membership shall be for a period of 1 year, except for 2021. We may not have to, which shall be from September through December with chair pro tem and secretary pro tem. Let's see. The last one is.
I have a suggestion right there. Frank here.
Okay. Go ahead.
Frank. How about we just put 90 days, because September, October, November, December would be about 90 days. So whenever this is implemented, have that first group be in there for 90 or 120 days until we could go through the process of electing or whatever that point is of the interim people. So that won't put a specific date. It'll just put the same amount of time for a period of 1 year except for the first, the size of the committee shall be no more than 16 members, and the term of the membership will be for a period for 1 year, except for the initial membership, which will be a term of 90 days. Something like that. I'm not an expert on the human language, obviously, but you get my point. Whenever it starts, they should be on for 90 days to get the process going.
How about 30 days? Is 30 days in after it gets passed, within 30 days, you think that's the possible? 30 to 90 days?
Well, I'm a more of a person that I had mentioned earlier that I would prefer more time, because maybe someone will say, let's put out a doodle poll. Then we have to get the results of the doodle poll. And then we have to, so I don't think 90 days is unreasonable to have someone sit in there to organize the first go-around. It's not like you're going to be passing motions and making things happen. I feel like the goal of that 90 days should be just put into effect to get the process started and get the elected people in there. I don't think that these people should really be, I mean, this is my personal opinion and you know how things get, but I would think that the main focus of the 90 or 30 days would just be to initiate the process of voting the people in, not for passing motions that are going to have specific effects right away. And I think you all get my drift on that.
Okay. On the first meeting, everybody who's there is a member. And so they're not going to be voting on who becomes a member. There's no.
Oh, sorry. My mistake. I'm just confusing my board.
So, and then if you come after this first meeting, then you need to do three consecutive meetings. You vote on the third time. So it's just like a usual committee. Okay. Did I read? Okay. At least two LS. This is the last paragraph, I think. At least two LSB members shall volunteer to be members of this LSB committee when the LSB programming committee is being formed or its membership renewed. Invitations to join the program committee to the listening public shall be announced on air minimally 4 times daily, as members' input is essential. Any member who attends the inaugural meeting of such a programming committee or subsequently attends 3 consecutive meetings and assigns the attendance sheet at each meeting or identifies their name to the chair or secretary at each virtual meeting becomes a voting member at the beginning of the third meeting. Anyone missing 3 consecutive meetings loses their membership at the end of the third meeting. The committee shall elect a chair and secretary no later than the third meeting of the year, starting in 2022. The public comment shall be welcome at each meeting. Okay,
Franklin again.
Yeah, yes, Frank. Go ahead.
I wouldn't mind including something near the part where it says at least two LSB members shall volunteer to be members of this committee. If there is a minority and majority group, one member from each should be accepted. I feel like that should be included because I know my LSB and what they would do is they would get two people. The KBFA group doesn't see our committee in the greatest light. Let's just put it that way. It's mainly a couple of people. Broadly, I think it's kind of more looked at and accepted. Excuse me. But speaking just from my experience last week, trying to do a committee report and some of the stuff, especially on this motion that has been sent out already once kind of and looked at by other people in the group. Yes, people did look at it from the KPFA LSB. I don't know if they took it back to their committees, but they sure talked about it online. You know? So,
okay. This
I would feel like if there is a clear split in the board where there's a minority and minority faction, I feel like there should be one from each just to kind of keep it fair.
Okay. It says at least two LSB members shall volunteer. It doesn't say being voted. So as many.
Okay. LSB and I'm sorry. There could be many then. Okay, my mistake. I'm arguing no points here. My mistake. So there could be as many as we want.
Yes, yes. But at least
thank
two.
You for my clarification. Sorry about that long-winded comment. For
No. That's fine. I mean, it's reasonable, your mistake, because some LSPs don't have that many committees. I'm not going to say which one. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached 4:18 Eastern, and we weren't not going to go this long, but we have.
Sorry, folks.
Yes? No, not sorry. I'm glad we got this. So I'm going to put it all together and send it to everybody that's on here. Raymond, if you send your email to me, I will send you a copy, all right? It's nancy.saibara@icloud.com, and that email is on the, the meetings, under the calendar. When you click at the bottom left-hand corner, it says meetings. You click that, and it will show. And we're going to meet again on, let's see, the next meeting is, I believe, October 10th will be the next meeting. Mm-hmm. So I want to get this written and sent to everybody and make sure Paulina gets it. And Mr. Payne is getting things. Okay, good. And then we look it over, and then we might be able to come to some agreement to go ahead and send it to the LS, those two committees at KPFK and WPFW.
Nancy, this is Paulina.
Yes, Paulina.
Two things. One, I would like to see if we could come to a consensus now that this draft is in good enough shape to share as is once you've implemented the corrections adopted, right, by consensus today, whether it could just be sent out and not wait for us to go over it again at the next meeting, right? Maybe this...
Oh, no. Not this right? meeting. I was thinking, like, after we adjourn, I type mm-hmm. it up and I send it to everybody, and we come to consensus on email because it is so
okay,
late
got
now.
It.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then we say that it's not the final. It's not the final because mm-hmm. we want their input.
That's right. That's perfect. Perfect. Nancy, the other thing I'd like to ask for a favor. Usually motions that come from this committee to me as a secretary are typed in a very weird format where there's a bunch of spaces and a bunch of broken lines that then it takes me an hour and a half to even just put it into standard form before I can put it on an agenda of the CNB or whatever, right? So I would...
Yes.
Very much ask you, please, if it's possible to put it in a Word doc, not in an email, the body of the email, but in a Word doc, cleaned up, right, so that I don't have to, like, eliminate all the extra spaces and things like that. Very much appreciated if that's possible.
Okay.
Frankly, on that one, I got an idea, too. Oh, sorry.
I think you should make sure you have a standard font. Sans serif or Times Roman, and that might clean up some of the problems.
A standard what?
Font.
I don't understand what
like Times Roman?
Times New Roman 12 or whatever. Yeah, but that's not even the issue. The issue is the spacing. For some reason, it comes broken. Like, I'll have two words aligned, you know, and then I have to literally the enter, you know, the delete the paragraph breaks after every word, and that just takes forever. And when I'm working on a time crunch for the PNB, that's like tremendously difficult. So whatever that is helping making that happen, I don't know. Or I don't know if that's on Nancy's side or what. But,
because I'm working on a smartphone.
Oh, yeah. Twitter. We talked about this earlier. Yeah.
Okay. Good. I don't want to waste people's
time. And I think what could help you on your end is if you just copy it all and paste it into a document and then highlight it and clear the formatting.
Thank you for that. Got it. All right. Perfect. Thank
you. So if you do it in Google Documents, same thing. You just go to format. You don't have to right click. If you use Google, I know there's a lot of Google people out there that don't use Google, so But if you are using Google and use documents, you could just paste it in a Google Doc and then highlight all of it and then hit clear format, right click and hit clear formatting, and
yeah.
It'll just make it into regular paragraphs.
Great. Thank you for that.
And also, that just goes to back to my last pitch is that we get into the cloud, whatever cloud there's out there, if people are not using Google, but I would just use Google Docs is how I communicate. And we could all look at the document that people that are either on their phone or their computer could open the Google Doc while you're making the changes. And that, for me, it would help me follow along in the work we're doing because I can't see the typing. I got my own copy open. I'm trying to keep up. But if I miss it,
yeah.
I can't go back and look what our update was at live.
I very much support that. I very much support that as well. And that's how we do it on the PMB level. We particularly use Google Docs and share documents. But anyway, or
it's
at least, within committees, some committees that I'm on. Yeah.
Google Docs is D-O-T-S?
No, I'll send it to you.
Or
Google Docs.
Google Drive.
D-O-C. Yeah, it's like Google Drive. Yeah, it's the same thing.
A Drive and Docs are the same?
Yes, it's a function within
Google
Drive.
Yeah.
Okay, I need to get into 22nd century. Sorry. I just don't know how to do this. And the governance committee asked me the same thing because I'm a secretary, and they're asking me, please put it in a format that doesn't come out like a small column on the email. And they told me to go to the library. And I said, okay, maybe I'll get help at the library. And then later I thought, gosh, I need a way to do this. There must be a way to do this on a smartphone. I just don't know what it is. I mean, it is possible, right, on a smartphone to put it in a format?
Yes. Google Drive is on the smartphone. Google Docs is on a smartphone, yeah.
Okay, then it's possible. Okay, then I just have to find out how. All right. Okie dokie. All right, it's now, 4:25, so we've almost done 3 hours. Shall we adjourn, and I will work on this and send it to you all? Oh, dear, it's not going to, I don't think I'll be able to do Google Drive that fast.
How about this, Nancy? I will share a Google document with you. And I would just say, hello, this is the Google document. And then you could just paste it in there and then share it with us. Try it and see if it works. If it don't, just do your normal thing for now.
Okay. Paste what I have in email and then put it into your Google Drive, right?
Whatever you're typing on right now, notes, whatever your notes are, you would just copy all them and paste it into the document I'm going to send you right now.
Okay, and when you say paste, you're not talking about screenshot. You're talking about shading it in and then
copy and paste.
Copy and paste. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
See if it works.
Okay, wonderful. Yes. Who's speaking?
That was Frank. Yes. I just said, see if it works. If you can,
okay,
I think there's somebody else speaking.
Okay. All right. Are we ready to adjourn? I don't want to rush, but I know it's awful. 3 hours. This is like an LSC meeting. I'm okay. I don't have anybody I have to cook for. except myself. I'm fine.
Yeah, I second the motion to adjourn for sure.
Okay. Are there
Bye, everybody. Other... Thank you very much.
Ralph,
thank you, everyone.
Third,
thank you, fourth. Ralph.
Done.
Thank you, Ralph.
Thank you, Nancy.
I love meeting you guys. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.